Earlier this week, NBC's Today Show anchor Megyn Kelly caused outrage with some on-air remarks about Halloween costumes.
There was a controversy on The Real Housewives of New York with Luann as she dresses Diana Ross. And I don't know, I thought, like, who doesn't love Diana Ross? She wants to look like Diana Ross for one day. I don't know how, like, that got racist on Halloween.
Now, NPR's David Folkenflik is reporting that the network has dropped Kelly from the Today Show lineup and that she appears likely to leave the network because of the fallout from those comments. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Noelle.
Okay, so this is not the first time that Megyn Kelly has made controversial comments about race. Here she is in 2013 when she was an anchor on Fox News.
For all you kids watching at home, Santa just is white. Jesus was a white man, too.
Tell us about her history of making racialized comments.
Well, these aren't the only examples. There are a number I remember back in the Santa Jesus comments are back from 2013. She later said she'd been joking and last year claimed that she regretted those remarks. But I remember back in 2010, she spent a fair amount of time on a tiny, tiny hate group, black hate group called the New Black Panthers. One, I believe, of them ultimately faced criminal charges related to voter intimidation. She spent over 3.5 hours in a 3-week period focusing on it as though it was a threat to the Republic, and indeed, as one of her former colleagues recounted, basically yelled at a white liberal strategist for about 10 minutes who she felt was failing to take it sufficiently seriously. One more example among several. She kept inviting the former L.A. Homicide detective Mark Furman on the air to talk about criminal justice issues and to talk about the question of African-American relations with police officers. He, of course, had to admit on the stand he had said racist things over the years during the OJ trial. Many people saw that as a discrediting thing. She welcomed him on the show.
Do you think that history played a role in NBC's decision to let her go?
I think it's played a strong role in the reaction of NBC's colleagues, particularly, but not exclusively, NBC's African-American journalists in outrage to her remarks about what she felt was the acceptability of blackface.
Yeah, NBC's Nightly News with Lester Holt did a whole segment about this controversy on its own network, which seems to suggest something about Megyn Kelly's colleagues and their attitude toward her.
Well, for you and me, it might be an admirable exercise in transparency, and I think it was that. I think it's worth pointing out also Lester Holt, the only African-American anchor of any of the big three broadcast networks. But it's also a sign that NBC was saying, we're not going to protect this star in the way we might, even though she's one of the most recognizable faces in TV news.
Which is really interesting, the fact that she has been dropped. I think it will surprise some people. And I wonder, does the way the network has handled these comments say something bigger about the way networks and companies are tolerating racialized or racist comments?
Well, it's hard not to look at this in light of the reaction at times very slow of major news organizations to the Me Too movement, which was something that for a significant time Megyn Kelly embraced. She accused her former boss at Fox News of sexually harassing her. I also think you can't divorce it from the fact that Megyn Kelly received a very tepid welcome from her colleagues at NBC News. She had displaced some popular colleagues, and that her ratings themselves were mediocre, and that even before all this happened, she had been discussing with the network another role there because she needed to get out of that show. Now the show's gone, and she's negotiating her exit as well.
NPR's David Folkenflik. Thanks, David.
You bet.